time for episode 104 of Ron's Update.
Well, it's another new day, another new podcast, and another new training plan. How many have I gone through now? I can't remember. Anyway, here's a scoop. I had talked to you earlier about that Hostler program where you select how many miles a week you want to run, and then you divide it up amongst the different days. And I thought seriously about that, and I did it for a couple of weeks to see how I'd like it. And I like it fine, except I'm always feeling like I have to do something every day. And I want to just be able to, you know, go out and run and not worry about things like distances and stuff like that. So what I've decided, I somehow I was on Garmin Connect. I don't know what I was doing. I think I was looking at one of my runs on Garmin Connect, and I remembered at one time they had training plans on there. So I went and looked at the various training plans, and I had signed up for a half marathon a long time ago, but then I didn't ever do it. I just signed up for it, you know, and the calendar dates on it were all out of date and everything. So I went back looking at it, and they have all sorts of training plans on there that are free. And you can determine whether you want to do one with a heart rate monitor or without one. So I looked and I said, well, maybe I'll do one of these. And they're not mileage-based, they're minutes-based. So you run so many minutes in a particular zone. Like they use zone 2, zone 3, you know, zone 4. So once you use that application, the Garmin training, whatever it's called, that you download on your computer, you can put in there your maximum heart rate, your resting heart rate, and it gives you a calculation of your zones. Well, anyway, I've had that in there for a long time and just never used it. So I started looking at it, and I go, well, you know, maybe I'll try this, because on my Garmin watch, what it'll do, instead of showing me my actual heart rate, it'll show me where I am in the zone. Like the other day I went out and I did a zone 3 run, and what it'll do is it'll show you in increments, like 3.1, 3.2, 3.3. So what I did is I ran and got my heart rate into the zone 3 zone. And then as I got up to about a 3.8, I would walk until I dropped back down to about a 3.1. So I kept my heart rate in zone 3 the whole workout, but it was still a run-walk workout. So I was thinking, this is pretty easy, because all I got to do is go out. That particular workout was a 40-minute workout, so I just went out. And I ran out 20 minutes and turned around and came back. And I just kept my heart rate in that particular zone. And I was perfectly happy. I wasn't, you know, stressed about how far I was going to go, any of that stuff. As long as I did the amount of minutes I was supposed to do and kept my heart rate in the zone, then I was fine. And that way I didn't worry about my heart rate jumping up and down and all around, because as long as it stays in that zone, it doesn't matter. So that's what I did, and it worked out. So I decided, starting on January 6th, coming up, I'm going to start the half marathon training program using that Garmin Connect program. And I'll still be doing the run-walk, but it just won't be the same as a Galloway plan. You know, I mean, it's not going to be one of Galloway's particular training plans. It's just going to be a Garmin Connect plan that I'm using the Galloway Run Walk to based on my heart rate instead of a time. And I've done that in races before. I've done, like in Athens when I did that, I'd set my run walk timer on a certain thing, and then once I got going and I had a pace set that I wanted to kind of maintain, I switched over to okay when my heart rate gets down below this, I will start running. And I was looking at my average heart rate, trying to keep it at a certain average, and that worked out pretty well. I mean, I can't say that Athens was a fast run, but it was a good one, and that's what counted. So maybe with this training plan, I can improve. Like today is Saturday, and it's really a short workout. It's 25 minutes, but it's a fartlek run, and I haven't done a fartlek in a long time. So I'm over at Lilburn Park, and I'm going to run on the Greenway Trail, and they have these poles set up every so often that they, I don't know if they got cameras on them or what, but they don't have lights on them, I know that. So I'm going to be like running two poles, walking one pole, and do that for 25 minutes once I warm up and see how it goes. Anyway, I'm down here parked now, so that's what I'm going to do, and I'll get back to you after I finish my run, if I don't record while I'm running. Okay, I'm back at the car, rummaging in my trunk, getting my bag out, and getting ready to drive on home. I had an excellent fartlek run today. It turned out that I did use my Galloway timer some. The trail, of course, does have landmarks on it, but not telephone poles. So what I did was I had the Galloway timer set on 30-30 like I usually do, and then what I do is I'd start running when it would beep, and then it would beep at 30 seconds. I would pick out a landmark up ahead and run to that landmark. So I was using it to get started but not stop, and then once I did stop, I would walk until my heart rate dropped down a little bit, and getting in my car, as you can hear, and when it would get down low enough that I thought was low enough, I would start out again. Or if the beeper went off and I felt like going, I just took off then. So using the combination of the beeper and landmarks, I had a good fartlek run, and it's probably my first run under 12 minute pace in a while. I mean, there was still a lot of walking, but I would probably guess, and don't hold me to this, but I would think on some of my accelerations, I probably got down into the low sevens or the high sixes. I'll look when I get back home and put it in the program, Training Peaks, as well as Garmin Connect. Both of those will show me. So I had an excellent fartlek run, first fartlek run in a long time, and I didn't know You know, using a Galloway timer, you're very structured. Like if you've got it set for 30, 30, you run 30, you walk 30. Well, using the way I did today, it was more like a regular fartlek run. I would let it go for 30 seconds, pick a landmark out ahead of me once it beat, and then keep going to that landmark. So none of my accelerations were really probably the same length or time. They were just run until I hit whatever landmark I picked out, and then I'd walk. So, excellent run. I look forward to doing some more of those. I think that schedule has probably at least one a week, and I guess that'll probably be the speed workout, at least at the start. And tomorrow, I've got a Zone 2 60-minute run in the books to do. It's supposed to be a rainy day. I don't know how that's going to work into things. It's supposed to rain today, and right at the end of my run, it started sprinkling. It's sprinkling now, just barely. I don't know if it's going to get into a serious rain or not. But tomorrow, particularly in the morning, I think it's supposed to be rainy, and I think it's supposed to clear off in the afternoon, hopefully. I would like to get my 60-minute run in the morning, go out to Stone Mountain and run, but we'll see how it works out. So this is going to be another Ron's update, and of course I haven't done one in a little while, and I'm still working on my episode 90 of Lost Trail Runner. I've recorded some with Laura a couple of weeks ago, a week or two anyway, and I'm going to put that together in a podcast and get it out just to get episode 90 moving, because I've been putting it off since August, I think. So anyway, I don't know if you listened to the other one or not, but it'll be up sometime this week before New Year's, I guess. So my episode 90 won't be my New Year's edition. As you can tell, I don't do particular holiday editions of my podcast. I mean, I celebrate all these holidays and I really enjoy them, but my podcast is about running. And so that's what I mostly ramble on about, making no sense whatsoever. But anyway, Happy New Year to everybody. It's coming up next Wednesday. See ya later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.